We're going to hear a new song from Taylor Swift coming up in just a minute. We want to know what you think about it. You can text us this morning at 92925. And first, Cuba Gooding Jr. has turned himself into the NYPD. He did this yesterday for questioning. He's been charged with forcible touching and sex abuse after an alleged groping incident. And this all happened this weekend on a New York rooftop bar. So he says that he's innocent. His lawyer says that the bar's surveillance video proves his innocence. Here's the thing, though. I've seen the video, and I obviously don't know exactly what the laws are, but he clearly did touch the woman who's accusing him. I guess his team is interpreting it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. He definitely touches her leg, and then it looks like he touches her breast as well. That one is like a little bit harder to see, but his attorney says he saw no criminality in the video.
Is there any is there any reaction of how on her end? What did she do?
She didn't do anything in the moment, but then right. there's a video later on of her confronting him.
Oh yeah,
like later on in another part of the bar. So we'll see what happens. Cuba Gooding Jr. was released and he has another court date set for June 26th. The Toronto Raptors won their first ever NBA championship last night. And as we know, Drake has been up front and center this entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Some people saying a little too up front and center, too close sometimes. But as a Raptors super fan and their global ambassador as well, he was celebrating with Toronto and the rest of the country last night.
I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with the dip. So bring them dips. That dynasty's over. We did what we had to do. Praying for KD. Praying for Big Poppy, but tonight belongs to Toronto.
Drake, what does this mean?
No, it doesn't mean, it's not about what it means. You know what it means. You can turn your cameras up to the screen and know what it means. We did this. We did this off of heart. We did this off of love. We willed this into existence. We manifested this. I told you the first time.
He was so happy.
It's amazing.
Now I know what Drake sounds like drunk.
Now you know he had a good time. I don't know if you saw him. He was on stage at Jurassic Park. And the mayor of Toronto was on stage, too. Drake was in this big, plush, comfy chair. The mayor was sitting on a stool watching the game. If you want to know who runs the country, it's Drake.
It's Drake. Exactly. The mayor is not Drake. Drake also announced that he's going to be dropping two new songs today in honor of the Raptors title.
Awesome.
Speaking of new music, Taylor Swift has revealed the title of her new album, and she dropped a new single. So her new album will be called Lover, and it's going to be released coming up on August 23rd. And Taylor always has some sort of like meaning behind her decision. So August is the eighth month, and then the 23rd is obviously a 2 and a 3. So it's 8 plus 2 plus 3, and that equals 13, which is Taylor's lucky number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's complicated.
She said the new album is going to be very romantic in tone, but that doesn't mean all love songs, because you can find romance and loneliness or sadness as well. Now, the first song from this album that she has released is called You Need to Calm Down. She dropped it at midnight, and she takes on the subject of gay pride and homophobia in the song. Let us know what you think. But you're coming at my friends like a missile. Why are you mad when you could be glad? Sunshine on the street at the parade, but you would rather be in the dark age just making that sign. Must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. 'Cause shade never made anybody less gay. So, you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, I like it. That's the third time I've heard it, I think. And every time I like it a little bit more.
It's a very mature sound in Taylor Swift.
Oh, you find?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think her sound is mature. She's singing about, you know, different subjects now. I kind of like it, too.
I love the lyrics. And she's like, shade never made anyone less gay. Mm. I'm like, go, Taylor. Anyway, Taylor's also launching a clothing line called Lover alongside the album, because why not get that money if you can, right? Why not?
Strike the iron while it's hot.